We're up to Simon Tov Kufay and Gimel, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Hilchas Batla Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is a collection already written in the days of the Amoraim that is dealing with the different days that you're not allowed to fast. This is the days of the Tanoim yet. Of the different days that you're not allowed to fast because of Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael then. However, since then, so many terrible things have unfortunately happened to Klal Yisrael over the generations that many of those days that then were considered Yomim Tovim today are really reasons to fast. So Chazal came along and they were Mevatel Megillas Tainus. Ehilgasa, Batel Megillas Tainus. V'chol Yom Maksuvim Ba Mutel Lisanos Behem. V'chol Shken Lifneim Olachreim. There were rules that Lifneim Olachreim also the Resurim of Tainus, Hespid, depending on the case. So the halach is that today that is all batel, chutz mi Chanukah. Now Chanukah, the source to Chanukah, the story in the Yisur of being maspid, aside from its mention in the Gemara, is already mentioned in Megillas Tainus. Upurim. Now Purim, there's a whole Megillah for it, and there are mitzvahs on the day, but so it's mentioned here anyway. So Chanukah and Purim are 2 days that there are usur b'Tainus, even though the rest of Megillas Tainus is batel. Shasul l'sanas b'em. The mace of Chanukah was so great that lasts, although the other days in Megillas Tainus we do no longer commemorate. Ba'atzmam themselves, aval lifneim al achreim mutter, but it's mutter to fast before and after them. The days before and after, even though in Megillas Tainus they asered, that remains like the rest of Megillas Tainus. V'chein, Shabbosis v'yamim tovim v'rosh chodeshim mutarim lifneim al achreim Shabbos yontif v'rosh chodesh, you're allowed to fast before and after. Says the Ramana, Hago, mi sheyesh lo nisuin b'chanukah. The minag is that a chasna and a kala fast on the day of the chuppah. So what happens if you have someone who's getting married in Chanukah? Ein lo lehisanis, he should not fast. Avalim yesh lo nisuin b'nisan, whereas in the month of Nisan, we're not saying tachnun is only a minhag. Misana b'yom chuppaso. So there one fasts on the Yom Chuppaso. Afilu Rish Chodesh Nisan, this we ran into before. Rish Chodesh Nisan is a tiny tzaddikim because it's the day that Nadav Aviyu were nifter. Memela, that Rish Chodesh one is allowed to fast. So in Nisan, even on Rish Chodesh, the halach is that Chosn Kala fast. Mipnei Shu Echad Min Hayom Shemisana Behem Kilakamon. So the Mishnah Berurah says based on that, the same thing will go for Lag Bomer, Rish Chodesh Sivan Tul Shavuos, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. These are all minhagim of not saying Tachnun. Whereas on Isru Chag, on Tu Ba'av and Tu B'Shvat, which are Medina de Gemara, all of these things, the halacha would be that Achas and Kala do not fast. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are makilim even on all days that one doesn't say Tachnun, which means that like Balmer wedding, there'll be a machlokis whether or not they fast, and there are different minhagim. Mishnah Berurah says even an alman that's marrying an almana fasts on Yom Chuppasam. The reason for the fast is that that's a day of Mechilas Avonis. There's another reason brought down, and that is that they should not be shikorim. If they eat, we're afraid that they'll overdo it. Maybe they'll party the day of the wedding, and they will not really be there mentally at the time of the wedding. And then we'll have all kinds of shilas of whether or not the kedushin actually took effect. Although, very interesting thing, Chas and Kala are fast in the day of the Yom of the Chuppah, and just before the Kiddushin, we give them wine to drink. The other thing is that the same way Rish Chodesh Nisan was brought down, Rish Chodesh Av is also a Tainas Tzaddikim, because of the yard side of Aron HaKohen, but it's not brought down over here, because he's discussing a wedding, and one does not get married on Rish Chodesh Av anyway.